This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the H3 Podcast. This week, we got access to your boy, Felix, a.k.a. PewDiePie, the biggest YouTuber in the world. He was in L.A. for a brief time shooting his second season of Scare PewDiePie, and we were able to sit down with him for a couple hours before he left. So we weren't able to shoot it in the studio because it wasn't done then, so please forgive the goofy quality. Thank you to Dbrand for sponsoring our episode. Today, they are having a 30% store-wide sale. So go check them out at dbrand.com/H3H3. They make these fucking bomb-ass phone skins that just get glued right on there. And this is marble, okay? This is an iPhone 7 that looks like it's straight made of marble. If I saw this on some dude's phone, I'd be like, give me your dick, dog. I want to suck it. Where do you get a marble skin like that? Go to dbrand.com/H3H3 if you want your phone looking as slick as this. And before we jump in, make sure to hit up iTunes and Google Play Store. Smash that like, subscribe, give us a review. That really helps us out. With that being said, let's launch into the second episode of the H3 Podcast. With your boy,
PewDiePie.
That's all I was paid for.
Thank that's you. It. That's it.
All right. Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks, man. Thanks cool. for joining us. I appreciate it. Felix, if you don't know, you all know about it. Let's just do a little fucking.
Come on, let's get real here. You all know about
Felix
me.
Has what closing in on 50 million subscribers, by far the biggest YouTuber.
Oh, that's right. It's coming. It's probably happened already when this shit's up.
Well, how close are you now?
I don't know.
I mean, you're close. I think you're... Well,
It's getting...
But the thing is, close for you is like, relevant to another channel is a lot. So I think you're like 800,000 away.
I think
but
I'm...
But to another channel, it's like, yeah, that will take me a year. But with Felix, it's like, yeah, I'll be there in 3 days.
I think a month.
A month?
A month, yeah.
That's pretty... So Felix is by far the biggest YouTuber.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
And possibly one of the most famous people in the world. Like, oh, yeah, I really... I don't know
I'm
if you're
definitely
saying that
not
ironically. No, I'm serious. No. Like PewDiePie is a household name at this point. I put you maybe up there on the fame level as like Bruce Willis almost.
No.
You don't put yourself up with Bruce Willis? Like well, where would you put your fame level in terms of like a movie star?
No fame level at all.
But are you more of a Seth Rogen or maybe like a
maybe more like
Pee-wee
a Seth
Herman?
Now we're talking.
Seth Rogen's pretty famous.
Yeah, no. I think the difference is that you can go out on the street and people will know, oh, I know Will Smith, of course. Everyone knows. But maybe in the YouTube community or the online community, yeah, people know about me. But not everyone is on the internet.
You're so, look how good and trained you are. You're looking at the lens, dude, the whole time.
Thank you. Wait, am I supposed to look at you?
Sorry, no, you can look wherever you want. look wherever you want. But
anyway.
For those of you guys who can't see, we have lav mics under our shirt and we're trying to avoid scratching. Usually we'll set this up with booms and stuff, but because it's on short such notice, Felix is leaving a couple days.
No, I'm impressed by the professionalism. So it's fine. I got this shirt for free. It's perfect.
Okay, good. Do you get everything for free?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Because the last time I was over here, you had a Pixel phone and you're like, Google just sent me a Pixel phone. I don't need this.
Yeah.
Does that happen a lot?
I get way too much shit. Michael, you would know. We get so much fucking shit sent to us.
What kind of stuff? Like, what kind of free shit do you get?
Don't you guys get free shit?
Like,
we gotta get on that free shit line.
We just started getting free shit. We're not PewDiePie level.
Okay.
I'm not Seth Rogen, Bruce Willis level. Okay. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, we got from an advertiser, they sent us a phone. And we were like, that was the first time we got something cool for free.
I have so many
and we're like,
phones.
And we're like, we need to get more famous.
Yeah.
We need more free shit.
Is that why I'm here?
This all helps.
Okay.
This is all helps, dude.
Well, I love to throw shit away, which is what I've learned through this YouTube experience. It makes me feel so good to just take all these precious items that I know Michael just, it gets destroyed for me even going near a basket and just shoving it down the
like valuable the shit bin. Or we're talking like Michael's nodding yes valuable shit.
It's not valuable shit.
Are you afraid
to me
he'll
because
throw
I
you
don't
out.
Fucking want it and people keep sending it. Unsolicited packages is the worst fucking thing. It annoys the hell out
so
of me.
How did
I have to go
address?
To the post office thinking, oh, here's a package I ordered. No, it's some shit. I got like this fucking, I swear to God, I stood in line for like an hour and I got a YouTube gaming patch.
From who?
It sounds from like YouTube a, gaming.
It sounds like some Nazi shit. Like, like what, are they going to send you a fucking Star of David?
I don't know why they sent it to me without saying anything. I'm like, oh, great. No, I'm so glad. I literally, no offense, YouTube. I'm sorry, but seriously.
Nah, fuck them, dude. You know what? I'm tired of their shit. I'm tired of apologizing to them.
Yeah, me too. I just went straight to the trash. I went out, put it in the trash, and then I went home.
Is there anything that other YouTubers do that annoy you?
Oh. That's, fuck, I wish you'd asked me that first. I can think about it a little bit. Because there's so much, obviously.
Yeah, I want the whole, let's start from the top, baby. Let's
well,
go.
I don't know, what the fuck. I think the... What came to mind right ahead was like the double-sided, two-facedness, I guess. A lot of people act one way online and then offline. They're the worst fucking person you've ever had to interact with.
You've had bad interactions with YouTubers who like...
Well, not bad, but it's kind of like they're so bad that they don't realize they're bad. So you just kind of laugh at them while they're bad. Does that make any sense?
In a way. Can you be more specific?
Well, just like a YouTuber you used to look up to.
Okay.
And then because you watch them, I watch a lot of YouTubers myself. And then, you know, you get in this position, you're PewDiePie, you can meet all these other YouTubers.
Right, right.
And then you meet them and you're like, Jesus Christ.
Ray William Johnson. It's Ray William Johnson.
Damn it. I've actually never met Ray.
I've never met Ray.
But there are quite a few people that I've met and I'm like, holy shit, this person's a fucking asshole.
You know what's interesting? Of all the YouTubers we've come and meet, everyone's been pretty nice.
Yeah. No, well, to be fair, like, I even met, what's his name, Yusef or whatever. And I'm like...
Oh, FoosyTube.
I met him for 5 minutes. I'm like, well, I've got nothing to say, really. Yeah. But he's fucking cancer online.
Yeah, yeah.
So well, I guess it goes both ways. I don't know.
I thought of something juicy, speaking of YouTube beef.
Ooh.
KSI claimed I learned from you.
We can talk about that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're talking
about that. The thing is, I haven't talked to him about that.
Okay, that's fine. He won't watch this. People aren't going to watch this. Nobody's going to watch this.
Okay, so we're talking about the video where it was my car video.
Yes.
It was making fun of basically people that show off their car on YouTube.
Yeah.
I think it was mainly focused on KSI because we used one of his songs in the video. But we were like, let's distort the fuck out of this song.
It wasn't like background music. It was a commentary parody. He distorted the fuck out of it. So it was just like... Bah, bah, bah,
bah, bah. Exactly like that.
So, and then... KSI claimed your fucking video. 27 million views.
That's a lot of money.
Damn!
That's
a lot of money.
That's 50 grand at least?
At least, 60, yeah. At least. It was at least 50, 60 grand.
I need to get a new Lambo for that.
Yeah, he's buying a new car right now on your fucking new car video.
It's pretty, I remember, so basically, the video did so well. We thought it was the worst, Michael helped me film it, yeah. Brad as well. We thought it was the shittiest video when we filmed it.
Yeah.
So, like, it was when it got claimed, I was like, well...
How fast did it take before it got claimed?
Not even a day.
So he got it all?
Yeah.
Damn! Was it claimed? Damn!
Michael told you this, right? I didn't know that you knew about this. Fucking Michael giving the insight. And the thing was that I was on holiday during that time.
Mm.
And I saw it and I'm like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I think if I was home, I probably would have done something about it. But it was like, finally we're on holiday.
Were you in Japan?
Is that no, we're just in Lisbon.
Okay.
But it was like, not the time to focus about it, I think. It was kind of like, well, what the fuck do we do? And then I come back and it already has 10 million views. And then it's like, well, I'm not gonna take it down. It's still a funny video.
Yeah.
I think that matters more than... It sucks that... The other thing, I would like to give the benefit of the doubt that it's not actually KSI and that it's his network or whatever.
He's with Maker.
No, actually not his network. He's probably his music
His music label. Yeah. It's different.
Okay. It's probably his music label that claimed it.
But they manually came and claimed it.
Yeah, 100%. There's no way the system would have discovered it because it was so distorted.
Right.
You taught me how to, because I disputed the claim.
Yeah, I was surprised you didn't know that you could do that.
No, wait, I disputed once and then it got shut down. And then apparently if you dispute it twice, which I didn't know about.
Yeah. So is there any update on that?
No.
Okay. It takes.
But what will happen that you told me is that either they'll strike the video, which means it'll get taken down.
Right. Juicy.
Or it gets dropped.
Yes, that's exactly. And if it
let's see what it's gonna happen.
No,
huh?
It's really exciting. So, KSI now.
This is the kind of thing that's worth going to court to.
Absolutely, but it's not. No. Only you need a special kind of psychopath.
You would know.
Things get sued.
You would know.
Yeah. KSI is not suing you over this. I promise.
Yeah.
But essentially, the ball's in his court to either strike it or release the claim.
I'm curious.
If he strikes it, first of all, you get to dispute it anyway. You'll get it back. But it's going to be so juicy, dude. That's some real YouTube beef that I can't wait for. I hope he strikes your video.
Yeah.
I want him to.
I kind of want it to. There's some people that it's like you really want to call out on all their bullshit.
Yeah.
But you haven't gotten far. You've only gotten tiny little niblets.
Right.
Because KSI has been acting like such a fucking bitch. Ever since I tweeted a joke to him or something like that.
I remember something happened somewhat recently. Was it around the My Car video time?
I think it was before. Yeah, it was before. There was some joke about Toby Turner. I don't remember what it was. But I think he took it really personally because I think he takes like every little jab.
Why would he take something about Toby personally?
I don't know.
Does it hit too close to home?
I think it was a too funny of a tweet that people really was like, well, got him, and he just couldn't take it.
But he couldn't stand that you were so good at Twitter?
I think so.
And he took it
too
personally.
Too good at Twitter.
You dropped some bomb tweets.
That was a bomb tweet, yeah.
That was a fucking bomb-ass tweet. What? So he was butthurt that you were bomb tweeting?
That's just my theory. Because all I've gotten back is like, well, PewDiePie's gay.
Yeah, that's true.
There's like small jabs everywhere. I like how we're sitting in the same position. It's nice.
Yeah, it seems like.
And it's a couple people like that that. Like, also, Ricegum was gonna make this fucking roast. I'm gonna roast PewDiePie.
Oh,
because of our video, right? Did you know that?
Wait, okay, so what happened was Ricegum said he was gonna roast Felix for liking a tweet. Was that it?
Yeah.
Like the tweet?
And because I made a. Do you remember when we.
Oh, you just said his name.
I think basically I just said his name in a
video. You literally just said Ricegum. And then he's like, I have the opportunity to make a video about PewDiePie now.
Yeah.
And now he's going to be like, I'm going to roast H3 because he mentioned that Felix made it. Like, Ricegum's the kind of guy who would just fucking. He'll take on to anything.
He's the. Almost the epitome of YouTube drama, because it's like now drama is a new way of collabing with people.
Yeah, that's a funny little, it's a really interesting way to look at it.
So he forces these collabs upon people that they don't want. Clearly, I don't want nothing to do with the guy.
That's funny. So he promised to make a video about you, and then it never came to fruition. What happened?
I guess he said he's going to drop a diss track.
With KSI?
With KSI, and then I guess it never happened.
But you said because of your video? What video?
Well, I think he used, mainly I liked the tweet. That was it. I liked the tweet.
That's not much to go off.
And to me, that was like the funniest shit ever, because it was like, if he drops a video about a liked tweet, which he's already kind of did, you can't win from that.
Well, I love the fact that he just his video teasing that he was going to make a video about you got like 4 million views. He's like, oh, fuck, I don't even make the video anymore.
No, exactly.
I just need to talk about making the video.
It's crazy.
What kind of drugs have you taken?
All kinds of drugs.
Have you done acid?
No.
Have you done mushrooms?
The only drug I've ever taken, I can say, because it was like these New Zealand party pills. It's like amphetamine.
Molly, MDMA.
It's like amphetamine.
Ecstasy.
No, stop.
But that's what you just said. Wait, you said party pills. What else could that be?
Well, they're legal pills. They're like...
Party pills.
They're legal
Felix in never taken drugs, only party pills from New Zealand.
Fucking hell, what is this podcast about?
I don't know, you fucking said it.
I was just like, honest, like...
I want some party pills. I've tried everything.
They were pretty good. I recommend the party pills.
How did you feel?
Just great.
Well, you took MDMA, you took ecstasy. I want some fucking party pills, dude. What are the party pills that...
I'm like Drugs don't, but...
So you don't smoke weed. You do drink. I've seen you.
I like to drink, yeah. But I don't smoke or anything.
I don't smoke weed at all. I wish I enjoyed weed as much as I see other people.
Yeah, right? Whenever people love it so much, and I'm like, what am I missing out on? Yeah,
it's frustrating because I see they're just... It seems like...
The passion. It's like
the
for
culture.
You with vaping.
Dude, vaping is a real passion. But sadly, it doesn't get me high. I guess it depends what you squirt on there. Maybe we can get some New Zealand party vape juice.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
That'd be cool. Some like, party pill.
when I smoke, I just feel really shitty and stupid and paranoid. And I regret it every single time.
Don't talk. Just become like inside yourself. And I see that in a lot of people too. And I don't
it's
like
It's bad.
What's
it,
the good part about it?
Yeah, they say they like it, but I almost feel like people don't even like it.
It's such a cultural thing now.
Yeah.
To be like, yeah, you smoke weed. Yeah.
I blaze. You blaze, dog? You all blaze or not? Is what people say.
I mean, it's cool to do it, apparently. So
yeah, it's in California. It's like.
And it's legal now.
Yeah, it's legal.
That's weird.
That is strange. You were here in California during some interesting times.
Yes.
Weed became legal. Weed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Trump became president.
Yeah.
How's that been for you?
Devastating. Every day.
Every day I carry the hurt.
It's a struggle.
It must be weird, though.
It was just funny to see other people's reaction to it, because right. I really don't care.
That's fair enough.
And I got a preview of what that taste feels like with Brexit when that happened, because that really shocked me when I heard the news.
Yeah.
That UK was going to leave the European Union. I was like, this is fucked up. I feel like, who voted for this? All the
right.
people.
Right.
So... For America to get that same taste, to me, it was just kind of funny.
You were just, it was like schadenfreude.
People took it so personally, like, oh, my life is destroyed.
Yeah, people.
I feel so down. This is a right. personal thing that affect me. My life is bad now. It's like something bad happened to them.
You must get recognized a lot. I mean, we get recognized fairly frequently.
Yeah.
Like, if you go walking down Venice Beach, like, how mad is it for you?
It's not that mad. Venice Beach is a bunch of...
Or, okay, like Disneyland, if you go to Disneyland.
Disneyland, yeah, 100%.
Like, I saw you did a vlog there with Anthony from Smosh,
yeah.
like a year ago.
Yeah, well, that year we had, like, actually professional security there. So they would, they would clear out the area.
You were Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah, I was.
I'm trying to tell you.
We got the Kardashian treatment.
When PewDiePie goes to Disneyland, they give him his own fucking security squad. And he's trying to tell me he's not Bruce Willis level. Seth Rogen doesn't get his own security guard. I guarantee you that.
Well, we were going to go on Friday, and I was going to invite you guys, and we could all go, but I'm working on Friday.
So oh, that would have been fun.
You could have gotten the taste
I would have got that treatment. we're way
off. They clear
out
the ride. The best part of that is that you get to see the little kids' faces when they're like, no.
Wait. You're telling me when you get your own security clearance, you go to the front of the rides and shit?
Yeah.
Damn! That's some fucking celebrity treatment. And what free shit did they give you?
I mean, we can get whatever, I guess. I don't know what you mean.
Did you even pay? They're just like...
No. Why would I use my own money?
Wait, are you serious? Did you not pay?
No.
How do you set that up?
I mean, I got connections.
I'm PewDiePie, motherfucker. No, I'm serious.
Me and Bob Iger,
Don't walk around this. I want to know, how do you set up that? And what's their number?
I'm not gonna give that to you.
But essentially you have like an agent or something.
They have like a VIP thing for Disney.
Damn. And you don't even have to pay? They're just like, I mean, I find that funny. It's like, there's a weird thing that when you become wealthy and you start making more money,
you don't have to pay anymore. It's so weird.
Like even at
my phone, like I don't have to pay for phones.
It's fucked up.
It's so weird. Yeah, it's fucked up. It is.
And even at like the bank, like here, they have like all these fees and shit, but they're like, once you have a certain amount in the bank,
you don't have to pay.
Then, hey, yeah, we don't charge you a thing. But I remember when I was poor and the bank was like fucking me in the ass every week.
Yeah.
And now? Let me tell you, they don't, they just don't charge us.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's good. It is kind of fucked up, though. I thought about that.
Yeah. No.
Once you hit a certain status or whatever,
and
you get stuff for free. Even though you can clearly just pay.
Like
it's so easy for Casey, for example, to just get plane tickets for free or whatever. There's so many agencies that would love to pay for that sort of stuff.
How many subs do I need?
I think you're getting there, but just...
I just got my one free phone. Guys, please subscribe. I don't know. I need that fucking Disney All Access Pass.
You want to be there to have fun with your friends, not to... And it's also, if you don't have security, it's the kind of thing where, like, I get really worried when me and Marcia travel. We were in Malaysia recently.
Yeah.
It's just us. Yeah. And as soon as one person goes and be like, hey, can I take a picture? And you're like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Another one comes in, and then another, and then all of a sudden you have like this huge crowd like in front of you, and you're like, how the fuck do I get out of here?
So even in Malaysia?
Malaysia is fucking crazy.
Damn.
That was insane. We were terrified. Literally, like, people were walking around, like, looking everywhere.
It was almost like people don't even know you at that point. It's just a scene, and everyone starts running over there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn. Who's more famous than Bruce Willis? I think we need to step it up.
But, like, no, I'm not.
Tom Cruise?
I'm not.
Who's the most famous actor in the world, Ela?
Brad Pitt or Leo?
That's the thing.
Okay,
like,
tone it down. You're not Leo.
No, I'm definitely not.
But you're like Bruce Willis.
No, I'm not. The thing is, like...
I think the Bruce Willis is apt. You might be more famous than Bruce Willis, because that guy hasn't been in a couple of movies in a while.
That's true. Thank you for that. But people still know his name. That's the thing.
Do you know who Bruce Willis is?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Well, if Michael knows, then everyone will know.
Do you know who David Hasselhoff is?
Yeah.
The Germans love David Hasselhoff, right?
Of course he knows Hasselhoff. It's very regional, I think. Like, where the city I live, no one bothers me, but if I go to another part of the city, I can't fucking move.
Interesting.
So
we found that to be true. It really depends where you are.
Mm-hmm.
When I watched you there, I was really curious because I was like, how the fuck could he possibly be at Disneyland and live a normal life? And that's like Bill Murray. I'm like, how does Bill Murray go to Disneyland? I've always wondered that.
He can't.
And because, like, I'm like, does he just stand in line with all these fucking people for an hour? But
no,
so now I know.
Clearly they don't.
Now I know. Yeah, clearly they don't.
They told me they have like a lot of like Arab princes that goes to Disneyland.
Oh, like they have a big problem getting recognized.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
I wonder if they pay.
What?
I wonder if the Arab princes pay.
Well, I was told that they like just like to point at stuff and be like, I want to buy that one. But they're like, but that's our ride.
Like
you can't buy. Yeah, exactly.
Like a person.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's the level I'm going for. That's what I want. Just be
You're
able to point at shit.
You're getting there.
No.
You're so close to being able to point to people and just own them. I mean, you already did it with two editors.
I did, yeah.
Next time you're in, dude, take me to Disneyland. I want that VIP treatment.
I don't know if you guys like Disneyland or not.
I like Disneyland. Who doesn't like Disneyland? What kind of monster do you think I am? You think I'm some like kind Disneyland. Of fucking monster?
Oh, really?
Yeah, who doesn't like Disneyland?
I don't know. Some people, I guess.
Ela hates it. Ela hates theme parks.
I would have guessed the opposite.
I know.
Well, growing up, I had like a fun thing me and my family always did because we're from the LA area is go to theme parks.
Uh-huh.
But Ela from Israel, they don't have shit like that. In Israel,
it's
crowds like
really
that.
Small, so
it's shit in Israel.
Shouldn't you like these then?
Well, in Israel, you go to a crowded place like that and you're like, I'm going to die.
Yeah, you don't go.
Like you avoid crowds in Israel because you're like, I'm going to die.
Why?
Just because it's terrorism.
Like, it's a potential for like a
really?
Terror attack.
Because there's stabbings, there's bombings, huge gatherings are a huge security risk there.
You guys are real thugs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Ela is a real street thug. I mean, I grew up in LA. I lived in Israel for 5 years, but Ela is from the streets.
I would have guessed from the neck tattoo.
She has a swastika on her neck. It doesn't make any sense, but it's hard. My other question is, you are almost to 50 million subscribers. Are you subbotting?
Probably someone must have tested it out on my channel.
You think someone's subbotting in your name?
It wouldn't surprise me, no.
How many interesting. PewDiePie subbotting. You heard it here. Get it out.
God damn it.
Get it out.
I obviously not personally, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Well,
if
fans
someone
are
like
weird.
Just
fans are
yeah,
weird.
Exactly.
Like
right?
One really weird fan's like, I need Felix to hit 50 million.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna spend $1,000.
I'm sure it happens in plenty of channels where they just
one obsessive fan.
Yeah.
I also wonder because you're like the face of YouTube in a way. Like you are like
not really.
No, like I feel like you are almost like tied to the identity that's YouTube. So in a way, I wonder if YouTube is like, they want you to hit that milestone too.
Oh yeah, big time. I thought about this like 2 years ago. It was so clear that they were really focusing on the top guys. I think it was a point where I was kind of like, well, that's fucked up. But hey.
God bless. See you at Disneyland, suckers. Well, how long ago was that? Because
I think when I had like 6 million.
Okay.
I thought about like, how far can you push this?
Right.
It's clearly keep growing.
At that point, were you the biggest channel or?
Not yet.
Smosh was bigger.
Yeah, I think so. But it was clear that I was going to pass them and like, I think I was head to head with like Hola Soy Germano for a while.
Who?
Is a Mexican, Spanish YouTuber.
Okay.
Damn it, Spanish.
it's fine. It's interchangeable. Don't worry about it.
We were head to head.
Right.
And I realized I only get one chance if we're going to go head to head. And
it's like an Eminem 8 Mile.
It was spaghetti involved because there were two spaghetti strings going right on top. But then I somehow managed to outdo him. I don't know.
Because you went you're at 50 million. That's like staggering. Like you're so far in first. Mm. I think the second person is still Smosh with like 22 million or something.
Yeah. But the thing is like what I really don't like about that is because clearly I don't get 50 million views per video.
Yeah.
And it's
that would be nice.
That would be nice. I mean, I had 27 on one. That was like almost. I mean, it's like that for everyone, I guess. They have like a percentage of views per video. But I always used to pride myself in like having a pretty good ratio. But then everything just took off, and I was like, well, I don't.
Well, you still get like the most views of anyone, except for, of course, Spider-Man and Elsa.
That's the thing, though. Like, now it's like, what were you saying? The Elsa channel?
The weird kids.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a normal guy and not some weird pedophile ring. Mm. And I think you get the most views of the non-pedophile weird children.
That's a huge honor for me.
No, I mean, yeah. Yeah, it should be. It should be an honor.
I mean, to be fair, though, like, collectively, I have like 13 billion views or whatever. That's what I like to think
That's
for
juicy.
Myself, or at least. If That's people nice. Are like, well, he only gets blah, blah, blah.
Them some views, boy. Ice.
Yeah. One day, Ethan.
I don't even have, we have like 350 million.
That's it?
Yeah. You get that in like one PewDiePie compilation video. The best
what
of
the
PewDiePie.
Fuck am I doing with you guys?
I know, Jesus you're wasting Christ. Your time. Listen,
that's it.
I was
that's
hoping I was hoping you didn't realize.
You don't need to have a billion views? What
no.
the fuck? You're not billion views club?
No, man. We're fucking
Michael, bro. You told me these guys were legit.
I thought
I'm fucking signing up for this shitty podcast.
So you think like, I mean, obviously people like your content. I don't know who they are, but they're out there.
Yeah. No idea either.
But I think you do you think that YouTube's made like an effort to like just promote you as the face, because you are in the way of face of YouTube.
You know what?
They want to push that too, that limit.
I don't think they have. I honestly don't think they have.
Interesting.
I think their fucking algorithm is based on obviously people with bigger numbers. Mm. They get to jump on top.
Right.
That's just how it is. Right. But I never think they soloed in and be like, we need to make PewDiePie.
They're like
the biggest channel.
Right.
Absolutely not. I would not give them a single fucking shred of credit for that.
That's giving them too much credit.
I really think so. Because if you look on YouTube and you look at like the top charts or like whatever, I'm never fucking on them.
Wait. You mean like top gainers?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
No, top gainers, but like if you go to like the gaming, top videos gaming.
Oh.
Never. I'm never featured there.
Oh, I see what you mean. Do you ever feel like your channel's going to fall off?
No.
Because I feel, that's fair. No, because I feel like.
As long as I'm dedicated like I am and working on it, I feel like I have my audience and they watch it.
Yeah.
I think it would have happened already if it did.
Yeah.
I think what YouTubers struggle with and the channels that do fall off is the ones that don't really change up their content enough. Mm-hmm. I think when...
Completely agree.
Yeah. Like people that got popular because they're playing a certain game.
Right.
Like Call of Duty or whatever, and then all of a sudden Call of Duty is not popular anymore, and it's like, well,
I'm going to keep playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
It's really interesting to hear you say that, because every YouTuber I've met, I think, and I speak for ourselves too when I say, it always feels like the end is right around the corner.
Oh yeah, everyone thinks that.
So it's interesting to hear you say that, but you would know better than anyone.
Hmm.
But I'm always thinking about, why do certain channels die off? Because it's so fascinating. But I think you pretty much got it right.
Mm.
You just can't become boring.
I used to feel like, oh man, I have to, well, just like things that happen like this, all of a sudden your views are cut in half.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? This is my livelihood. All of a sudden, like,
yeah,
it's halved.
It feels horrible.
Yeah.
Not the money, just like, where do my fans go?
Yeah, exactly. The viewers, everything you worked for to build up together with your audience. It's like, it's fucked up. And clearly they're not watching the videos that you were working on getting out there as well, right?
Right.
So it's frustrating as hell, yeah. But I've always been worried, like, yeah, YouTube's just going to cut the cord all of a sudden.
Right.
They're not going to, because they're always changing shit, always. Can someone just stop YouTube from itself?
That would be
great.
That's the shame. Happy Wheels. Can we talk about Happy Wheels?
Sure.
No, I don't know.
Happy Wheels.
How many Happy Wheels?
Let me tell you, Happy Wheels is what got me fucking up there.
Was it?
That's like the time where I didn't even have to fucking try. I think that's why my content was so shit back in the day, because people just flooded
it
in.
Even though I kept making the
same fucking thing. I'm like, all right, let's play Happy Wheels for 10 minutes.
Well, you're smart in a way, because you found something that works and you fucking slammed it out.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like we need to do that more, Ela. Like, how many Happy Wheels videos did you make?
76.
Woo!
To be fair, though,
two and a half months of straight Happy Wheels, dude. You're a Happy Wheels fucking master.
Well, most people have like 100 or 200. Like, I think Jack and Markiplier have more than that. I'm not calling
you
out.
You're not as much of a Happy Wheels whore.
I'm not. I'm just saying. I'm definitely not.
You
as fuck those
that.
Guys.
You fucked the shit out of that Happy Wheels.
I got a lot of shit for, like, oh, he shit out so many Happy Wheels episodes, which I, yes, 100% did, but not as many as everyone else thinks.
Well, I don't criticize you for giving your fans what they want. They're watching it.
Well, I think that's why also I made so many shitty videos back then. And it reminded me a little bit about your favorite boy, Leafy.
Who? That was like that weird, anyway, yeah, Leafy,
it.
Yeah.
Because I think he made some really shitty videos, but a lot of people watch them.
Yes.
And he just kind of keeps it out, and eventually he gets called out for it.
Yes.
And I think it happens kind of similar to me, like a couple years ago.
Hmm.
And then you kind of have to.
But yours more toxic. That was a
That's the thing, though. Yeah, I will have to say that against.
Well, there's a difference between like
calling other people out. Yeah.
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 And, but speaking of dying channels, like Leafy, after all this shit, he's still making the same content.
Hmm.
And I think that's the decline of Leafy, I feel like. These commentary channels are so stale in a way, but they keep making it.
I think there's always going to be trends coming up.
Yeah.
Because it's fresh for a while, but if they don't change up what they're doing, then people will be like, I get it. I don't have to watch another one. I think Smosh is a good example because they kind of stay the same throughout.
Mm-hmm.
They up their quality, clearly.
Yeah.
But it's like, I really like those guys.
Yeah.
And I respect what they do, but I think the reason why not many people watch anymore is because they do the same thing. It's like, if I'm not watching a Smosh video, I don't think like I'm missing out on anything.
That's a really good point. I think to be successful on YouTube and like stay relevant for like the long run, you need to always be adapting.
Uh-huh.
You have to be really fluid.
Yeah. Which has been hard for me as well, because it's like, well, people clearly see a difference in from what I do, and they like to make comparison and be like, well, you've changed and that's bad.
Yeah, it's like, well, I'm a fucking person and I've been doing this for how many years?
6 years.
6 years, it's like, and you're 35, how old are you?
36.
36.
Yeah.
No, you're, what, 27?
27.
So when you're a 22-year-old or 21-year-old,
yeah,
that's
I think
a
I was
big
20 when
difference.
I started, actually.
I saw pictures of you when you first started and you look like such a fucking goofy-ass Swedish fuck. Like, you're so tanned and you've got like the crazy hair and shit. You look like such a Swedish bro.
Oh yeah, big time.
It's hilarious because it's like a completely different person.
Yeah, not really. Is it?
I mean, visually.
Yeah, that's true.
Visually. What was with the, was the tan real?
Oh yeah, we used to have like tanning competitions.
No, what does that mean? What does that mean?
We took tanning very seriously during the summers in Sweden.
I could tell. You were like a fucking, you were in like blackface.
No.
Do you sunscreen?
No, oil. You fucking
oil. That, tanning that oil. You're like, I want more of this bitch. I want to glisten. What?
We did that in Israel too.
You just put oil on?
Yeah.
That's like, if you ask a dermatologist, they're like, should I put oil on my face or sunscreen?
I don't know why that was so important to fucking tan back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, no, I remember when I was a kid, too, I was always trying to get a tan. You just think, you have this perception of when you look at yourself, mm-hmm. and, like, the way you see yourself, you're like, I look great, but objectively, you look ridiculous.
You look, yeah, you're right.
But it's just, everyone has this little perception of when they look at themselves in the mirror, how they have to look in a certain way, and how they might think they look great looks just, like, objectively ridiculous to the rest of the world.
Are you saying my tan look ridiculous?
Yeah.
How fucking dare you talk about my tan?
I wish
like
I could
that.
Show you guys.
You fucking asshole.
Oh, man.
It was a great...
It was like a Jersey Shore
You're
shit.
More tan than I am. What the hell, man?
What's the weirdest interaction you've ever had with a fan?
There's like a lot of different ones, but nothing like...
Nothing stands out.
Nothing like too crazy. There's been like people who that got tattoos on their hands and shit.
Ooh. Like a bro fist on
yeah.
their hand?
And then you're,
you're like, I'd love to meet you. You're saying.
Well, I was just like.
Oh, you met them.
Yeah, I met them. And they had it here on their, like there. And she put up her hand. And I was like, oh, she wants a bro fist. Because I didn't think it was real. And then I broke it. And she's like, ow, what the fuck did you do that? And I'm like, what's the problem? And she's like, it's a real tattoo. And I'm like, that's crazy. And she's like, yeah, I am.
And you're like, see ya. That's pretty spooky. I mean, it's...
I'm so indifferent about tattoos. It's the most awkward fucking thing. I don't even want to talk
about
it.
You are a tattoo guy. You have a lot of tattoos.
Yeah, and people get my tattoos.
Oh, interesting.
And that's just so cringy to me.
It's very personal.
Yeah.
Do you design your own tattoos?
No.
You just fine artists?
I just
artists.
Like to find artists, yeah.
What do you like about tattoos?
I like art. And to me, I'm not very good at it myself. So to me, it's like a way of tributing art that I really like.
Hmm.
And it's overall a really cool experience finding artists, meeting up with them, getting the tattoo. The fact that it hurts really makes it like a weird, different thing. So when you're done with it, it feels really good.
Interesting.
So it's just a nice experience.
I've always wondered if there's some thrill about like, for people who do tattoos, because my mind, I don't understand it. So about like changing your body forever in some way?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I like it. A lot of people are like, that's on your body forever. I'm like, that's the fucking
that's
point.
That's the point.
Yeah.
You somehow get a kick from like transforming your body in a way.
I suppose. I don't know. To me, it's more about the artwork that I like. It's also, I got this tattoo. I have a butt on my shoulder, which probably was a mistake. But
can I?
I'll show some.
Kind of hard to see it.
Yeah,
it's just a butt.
When I got that, I really admired the artist. I think he's a really cool guy.
It's a really detailed butt.
Yeah,
nice.
And it was very. It took a long time. It took 6 hours.
Wow.
It was very sweaty.
Very painful.
It was very painful. Okay. I was trying to impress this guy, but like you know, like oh, I'm not feeling the pain. He's asking me like, how are you feeling there? And I'm like, great.
Yeah, like, fine.
Yeah. And then my arm got numb.
Oh, shit.
And I kept touching his crotch.
You didn't know?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God, getting this tattoo was the gayest experience of my life.
Did he say anything to you?
No, he just kept laughing.
He invited you over afterwards?
I think he would like that as well.
Oh, my God. You're just fondling a dude's balls for 6 hours.
The thing was, like, he was kind of similar to me. He kind of looked like me and all that. He had a girlfriend as well.
So
but
if
I think
fucked
we,
him, it would
we
just
basically
be like
both just fucked each other, yeah. I think. What's what happened.
That sounds
it's
nice.
Definitely the gayest experience.
And he drew a butt.
And he didn't drew a butt?
Was it your... Yeah. Interesting. That's a great story.
Yeah.
You know, the one you told me about, the fan with the tattoo, reminded me of... my friend Jontron, my friend, you know,
your good friend Jontron,
yeah, you may have heard of
the
Jontron.
YouTuber, the big.
Is he
gonna be part of the podcast?
Yeah.
I bet you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he's. I don't know. I'll have to check his view count. I don't
He'll
know
tell you all about New York.
How many views does he have? We'll have to look. Ela, look into how many views John has, and we'll see if we can bring him on or not.
I don't think he's good enough.
Yes, definitely.
Does he have 13 billion views?
I don't think he has 30 billion.
No, fucking delete your channel.
There's a fan who tattooed his face on his arm.
Well, that's funny though.
And it wasn't a funny thing. Oh. It was like a real tribute. And it freaked him the fuck out.
It freaks me out too.
And this guy kept like somehow like coming back into his life through like people he knew, trying to like meet up with him and shit. And it was like, well, I'm looking forward to someone tattooing my face is what I'm saying on their arm.
I can see someone doing that for a good meme though.
In my case, it'd be a bit of a meme. Mm-hmm. I like that. Anyone out there? No, don't do that. Don't do that.
I'll do that next one.
Just my face?
Yeah.
That'd be great, dude. That'd be a good promotion. Maybe I'll be getting into Disneyland. But look, you don't know who I am, but you definitely know PewDiePie. He's got a picture of my face on his arm. Can I get the security detail?
Yeah.
He'd be like, no. Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to ask you specifically, because it's something I've been aware of, is that as our channel grew, I always became like, I have like these mental barriers where I get like, I become really aware of like what we're doing and the fact that our channel is growing, and then you like psych yourself out. You're like, you have to keep being funny. You have to keep doing your thing. Mm. Like I have like these mental barriers, like I get performance anxiety.
No, I think I really struggled with that back before, like a couple years ago, when I was literally just fucking yelling, and I thought humor to me was just like yelling offensive shit.
Right.
And I'm not a comedian. I'm not like necessarily a funny guy, but I think I kind of grew into it a little bit through making videos and practicing how to do it. Well, actually, in my earlier videos, there's actually one video where I literally say, oh, fuck, I'm not funny.
And you
to myself.
Did you keep it in?
I forgot to edit it out.
Oh, that's
but funny. No one fucking noticed it.
No way.
But I swear it was like in 2011 or some shit.
That's awesome.
And then people always reference my old videos, like, he's so natural here. Mm-hmm. I'm literally like trying my eyes are about to explode because I'm like, think of something funny.
Right. There's so many moments we edited out where I'm like, I hate myself. I'm not funny. just getting really frustrated. Of course, you cut that out.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
It would be funny if you don't forget.
We should do a Happy Wheels collab.
I'm down. Yeah, let's do it.
I did a collab on your channel. It would be fun to have you on something of ours.
And just play Happy Wheels?
Yeah, just do a Happy Wheels collab.
That's fucking
just awesome. Straight up. Just, you know?
Yeah.
You have more subs than Canada has people.
Yeah. I think I passed them recently, right?
Yeah. So suck it, Canada.
Eat a big, fat, fucking whatever. Get fucked, Canada.
So do you think, like, if you made a video called, like, like assassinate your governors.
Yeah.
Like if you made a video like PewDiePie Revolution and you're like, everyone, please go out and murder your government representatives. This is a PewDiePie army.
If there was a,
do you think how many people do you think would result? How many deaths would result from that video?
If it was a good meme out of it. I think definitely people would do
it. It'd be a spicy meme if a couple people didn't die.
I think if it was straight up like just kill.
No, not ironic.
No, it'd have to be ironic, but then hoping that people would do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see. No, you're thinking realistically about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying if you actually made a video and said, I want you to kill, your go down to the town hall and kill people there.
Uh-huh.
That's it. No irony. Like, how many people? How many? What's the death?
Surely call? There must be at least some couple crazy fucking people.
Yeah.
You're right. I see what you're getting at. Now.
It's
interesting.
You actually have a bro army. Like, you could maybe overthrow a government with
that's
your bro
the
army.
Idea. That's the plan. Yeah.
At 50 million, I'm not deleting my channel. I'm deleting fucking Poland.
Trump needs to die.
And bro army, everybody invade Poland. So the last night I was over, we did a bit of a meme where you took my phone and tweeted, I shit naked.
Oh yeah.
That actually did really well for me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was a
that's the hand of PewDiePie
that was a
right
good,
there.
That actually ended up being a good tweet for me. Let me check. Okay, here it is. So it did 16,000 likes, pretty good.
Well done.
And then I tweeted from yours that you fart on your hand and smell it. How did that one do for you?
Not that great.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's strange to me because I thought that was pretty.
I almost deleted it for a while.
Oh,
I'm so glad I didn't. Now
why it has 30? It has 32,000 likes. How is that shit? 32,000 likes. Well, how many likes do you need? How needy are you?
I don't know, man. I don't know what to say.
So I thought, Do you do that when you make a bad tweet and then you erase it and regret? I do that sometimes.
Well, I do it all the time. I do it way too much.
I hate it. It's like I feel like, what is wrong with you?
That's what
I think about myself.
I just see it as trying jokes out and some of them don't work, I guess.
It's like, don't be so vain. I'm like, ugh. I get sick of myself. Do you feel it?
We don't sub bot. We're a tweet bot, so I guess that's why.
That'd be pretty cool if every tweet was just like...
Yeah.
So I was thinking like... Just in the spirit of wrapping this up, and
we should tweet something.
We should tweet from, yeah, okay. One more time.
That's cool.
Nothing anti, like nothing racist, or, I mean, we know the limit. Don't write like I hate black people.
I don't know. This is mine is not funny. I just realized.
I don't think it's funny either. But it's like.
Clearly, it's the funniest.
No, it's not.
Like
it's
a just fucking school.
It's so stupid. I wish I would be more secure and delete less. Oh, that's fucking. Oh my god, that's real. I wish I would be more secure and delete less of my tweets. Please retweet to raise my self-esteem.
Wow. Love you, bro.
That's like real. People are going to be like,
you.
Damn. That's real.
Oh, this tweet is so cringy. I would delete this one, dude.
Did you see which one I wrote for you?
Oh, you tweeted?
Yeah. It's really dumb, but I think it's like just...
Baby made a duty.
Like, what are people gonna think, right? Pretty strange.
I like how we're both trying to get like some kind of psychological fucking thing here.
Ugh, this is embarrassing. Like, yours is embarrassing for me. So if I erase this, that'll be pretty ironic.
You can't escape, Ethan. The mind game just begun.
And all that's left on yours is baby made a duty.
I think I won that one. Well,
yeah, you
thank
won that
you
one.
For letting me be on the show.
You definitely, I would say you won that Twitter war. But it will make sense when we post this video. Yeah. It's been a real joy spending time with you and getting to know you out here.
It's really fun hanging out. Yeah. Always a pleasure.
I'm looking forward to the Scare PewDiePie episode.
I look forward to it too. That was a really fun shoot.
It's gonna be really interesting.
You guys were definitely the weirdest guests that we ever had out of all 10 of them.
You guys should definitely, when Scare PewDiePie comes out, check that out. I'll probably tweet it out when it comes out.
Finally get their YouTube red.
I'll finally get YouTube red for that. Cool.
All right. Yes.
God bless.
I don't know.
What was that? No. That was like the whitest. What was that?
Not another one.
Do you grab?
No, I don't.
What because is you this? Grabbed. I didn't grab.
I didn't grab.
My hand was opening.
This
you
is
grabbed.
Conan all over again. I'm getting PTSD.
Oh, was there a Conan?
Yeah. Conan went for a handshake. And then I was like, high five, because who the fuck goes for a handshake during a gaming session? And it just goes like.
Oh, I need to catch that.
Yeah.
Can you just hug?
Let's hug.
You can't mess up a hug. That's fine, like hugs.
Sorry, what was that? It's great. Great having you. Thank you for doing this.
Water. Fucking hell.
Appreciate you.
Thanks for coming to my house.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
That is not
PewDiePie
my house.
PewDiePie doesn't travel.
Oh no, they come to me.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Just a heads up that all future H3 podcast videos will be posted on the Ethan and Ela channel, which is our second channel. We're going to be rebranding it as the H3 podcast channel. So make sure to subscribe to that channel for all future video podcasts there. And of course, please subscribe on the iTunes podcast app if you use iPhone and the Google Play Music Store if you're on Android. That helps us so much. God bless you. And finally, a big thank you to D Brand, who has been a wonderful supporter of our show. Thank you so much. They make the best skins. Just straight up. Your phone is going to look beautiful. It's going to look marvelous. It's going to be wrapped in leather, wood. These things are going to get you laid, you guys. I promise these skins are going to get you laid. And today only, they have a 30% store-wide sale. Help us, help you. Go to dbrand.com/H3H3 and fucking pimp your phone out, boy. Thank you, everybody, so much for watching. We'll be seeing you next week, every Tuesday.